It's time to talk fishing. Thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Fishing on Gold Central Victoria.
And joining us to talk all things fishing, Jeff Kramer. Jeff, good evening.
Good evening, Daniel.
How are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying a nice sunny day in sunny Ballarat
today. I know, it's going to be wonderful over the weekend, so a great opportunity to get those fishing rods out and go and wet a line this weekend. So I'm sure you're going to let us know where they're biting a little later. But firstly, just a bit of a friendly reminder of in relation to the COVID restrictions and fishing, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, look, the COVID virus is still around, obviously not to any great extent in regional Victoria, but we need to take precautions. So keep your fishing groups small, wear your face mask, and practice safe social distancing of about 1.5 metres. Great thing is we can travel around for our fishing trips, but we need to stay safe while doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other great thing is, we've had some really good rains in southern Victoria, so all the reservoirs and lakes are coming up, which is great. And we're starting to see a lot of midges hatching, damselflies, dragonflies. Won't be too long with a bit of warmer weather. The yabbies will be moving, and as the reservoirs come up, the worms are coming out of the freshly inundated banks. So that increases all the options of catching fish.
We're looking forward to catching fish, hopefully this weekend. One thing I wanted to chat about very quickly, Jeff, is Seal the Loop program. This is interesting, but for different reasons.
Yeah, look, this is a program originally set up for use in marine waters, but it's a program to highlight the problem of discarded fishing line and how various animals, be they birds or sea animals, that get caught up in discarded fishing line. And we see it a fair bit around inland waters. And with the zoo, Zoos Victoria, the Victorian Fishing Authority have been distributing these fishing line bins. And we've got several of those around Lake Wendouree now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going around and you see someone's, or if you've broken your fishing line, and you need to collect it, don't leave it there for animals to get caught in. Roll it up and take it to one of these bins and stuff it in the hole, and then the local fishing clubs will come and clear it after a few days and dispose of it properly. And as I mentioned, this has been a problem for a while. It's partly about behaviour, I guess, but it's also about maintenance of your gear to make sure that you don't get these problems. And I guess if you're fishing for trout and the like, where you've got a spinning rod with either monofilament of around 6 pound or thin braid line, which is a woven one, if you don't look after those lines, they can easily break. And if a fish gets away, it's going to take a heap of line with it if the line's not in good order. So generally, I replace my 6 pound line every 12 months and look for knots in it. So I get down the backyard and tie the line up to a tree and run it all out, and you can run your hand along it. You'll know whether it's any good or not. Or you can take a piece about 30 centimetres long, tie a knot in it, and you'll know whether it's any good, because the knot strength is usually about 50% of the breaking strain strength. So if it breaks too easy, replace it. And the braid on reels, quite often you can get a loop there. And once a loop comes out, you can get a massive tangle. And braid can be $30, $40 for about 100 metres. So it's very expensive. No one wants to lose it. So run it out and wind it back on the reel in a nice, even way. And so when you're casting, you're not going to get the bird's nests and things like that. And so a little bit of care is going to save you money and probably might mean you catch that fish of a lifetime and don't lose it, and we don't end up with a heap of discarded fishing line out in the environment.
We've got about 60 seconds. Jeff, where are we going to catch a fish this weekend, mate?
Newland Reservoir is full and overflowing. Plenty of fish there. Hepburn Lagoon is fishing well. Moorabool is coming up and fishing well. I fished there this week, and got one and chased a few other fish. Very interesting there. Hepburn Lagoon. And also looking forward to Cancurran Reservoir. It's starting to come up now. And it's always a good spot to look for trout coming up over the freshly inundated ground. Just walk the banks and look for them. Well, you've got to look out for the brown snakes up there too, mind you. But yeah. That's a great spot to go. And we've recently had all the local small waters stocked by the Fishing Authority for the school holidays with rainbow trout. So Kenny Res, Vic Park, Lake Esmond, they'll all have plenty of rainbow trout left in them.
Some plenty of places to catch a fish this weekend. Hey, Jeff, look after yourself. We'll talk very soon.
Good on you, Daniel. Take care.